Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchers.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is March 16th. And yes, oh yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Edwin Diaz, I know. It is just horrible news. It is not an indictment of the WBC. He was celebrating. This literally could have happened in while he was taking a shower or getting out of bed or something. Like a freak accident. It stinks. There's so many degrees, especially considering all the discourse about how bad the WBC is. That's wrong. I love it. It's such an incredible thing for MLB, and it's just so unfortunate that something like this happened. So hopefully, you know, hopefully he recovers soon. It's not as dramatic as we think it is. It's likely Adam Ottavino is my guest to be the closer. Speaking of closer news, you have Mark Melancon with a shoulder issue. I was asking Twitch chat, it's Ginkle, maybe. We don't know. I'm looking now at Edwin Diaz. Maybe it's a season is over for Edwin Diaz. I don't know. It's just all terrible there. Anyway, Mark Melancon, likely not the closer out of the gate. Probably Ginkle. He could run away with the job. Corbin Martin has arm pain and was removed from his game. That's pretty bad for those in Dynasty. It seems like it's a Tommy John thing. Same with Keiko Vallie. He is going to get Tommy John. Looking at yesterday's games, there aren't many. This is going to be a shorter podcast, as you already know, because you see the timestamp. But there weren't many games because about half of them were rained out for the Cactus League games. So we have Corey Kluber, who was named opening day starter for the Red Sox. Not Chris Sale, it's Corey Kluber. And there is a chance now that he gets a start against the Pirates. He actually should, which is very intriguing. So Corey Kluber now kind of back on my radar, especially after going 4 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks yesterday. I don't think it was the strongest of lineups, but still something to at least note that he was outside my top 100. Kind of see him as a Toby this year, but Kluber could be good for at least one win in those first 2 games. Spencer Strider, 3.2 innings and 8 strikeouts. That's 8 out of 11 outs by way of the K. But 6 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk. Yeah, Spencer Strider, you're fine. Dane Dunning, this is maybe the most shocking line of yesterday's games. 5 innings, 0 earned runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts for Dane Dunning. But then you realize it was against the Royals without any of the guys you know, like Vinny Pascantino and Bobby Witt, etc. No one was in that lineup. So do not treat this like a, oh my gosh, Dane Dunning, oh man. No. Don't do that. Jordan Lyles, 3.2 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, 5 walks, 4 Ks. I don't know if any of you were really in on Jordan Lyles, but okay, he's Jordan Lyles that you know and feel things about. Jesus Luzardo pitched in the WBC, and there was a report of 97 to touching 100. He didn't do that quite in this one against Israel, but he did very well. 4 innings, 0 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. He sat 96-97. He hit 98, had 9 out of 50 whiffs, which is an 18% swing strike rate overall, and we're very thrilled about that. He was sub 50% breakers and changeups, which is a little shocking to me. I would think that after last year we saw curveball usage go up or changeup usage go up. I kind of want to see him 50% and then around 45% fastballs, but honestly, this is fine. Everything's exciting about Jesus Luzardo for me. He's in a very good place. I'm all for drafting Jesus Luzardo in drafts. And I think the injury question a lot of people have, well, you're not getting him inside the top 20, top 25. And when you're outside of that, then you should chase the quality of inning a lot more, I think, especially in your 12-teamers. Merrill Kelly, 3 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout for USA in the WBC against Colombia. He didn't look that great, and he labored through it. And this is kind of why you don't draft Tobies. Is I think Merrill Kelly just doesn't have electric stuff. So when he isn't, you know, amazing or he isn't like on point, it's very, very boring. I mean, this is, again, analyzing a spring training essentially start here. But I think this gives you an indication of the skill set of Merrill Kelly and why he's not worth your draft pick in a 12-teamer. You can find someone like Merrill Kelly on the waiver wire if you really want that in season. Don't worry. Aaron Nola went against Luis Severino, and Nola did great. 3.2 innings, 4 earned runs, 2 hits, 2 Ks, and 7 strikeouts. And he's doing something that we saw at the end of last season, and it really looks like it has made itself clear to be a part of his arsenal and his approach this season. And I'm going to tell you what that is for Aaron Nola after this break.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
You want to know what it is for Aaron Nola? It is a cutter. He went 6-for-15 on cutter whiffs. And you're like, wait a second, he doesn't really throw. It's like fastball, sinker, changeup, and curveball. And now he has this cutter. He increased its usage. It was sub 10% for most of the year last year. And then the last couple of games, he was pushing it over 10%, sometimes around 15%. And that's what we saw here, a little bit more than that against the Yankees. And Aaron Nola getting whiffs on it. His velocity was a little bit down, but having a cutter for Aaron Nola as another pitch that gets strikes with is actually really important because the changeup has let him down a bit. And then those cases, it really would be two pitches with just the curveball and the fastball. So having a cutter actually can be a major addition for Aaron Nola. I really like this. I was already in on Aaron Nola. I'm just more in, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I feel confident that I placed him above Wheeler, Scherzer, and DeGrom now, because I just feel much better about the 200 innings that he should get from Aaron Nola. Luis Severino, 2.1 innings, 4 earned runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks. He didn't look good in this one. He had moments, but his fastball was not well commanded. The slider had decent locations at times, and then the changeup was a bit floated. This wasn't good, Severino. I'm not really worried about it. But this wasn't a good one for Severino. Hopefully, just in the next one. JT Brubaker went 4.1 innings, 4 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. I know the In the Deep boys, more like Jordan White, is a fan of Brubaker in deeper leagues. It's really leaning on the slider and the curveball there. I think it's all kind of pedestrian. Only 5 out of 68 whiffs in this one. It's just not enough from JT Brubaker. So I don't really think you should be going after that. I mean, my rule of thumb is you have to have 2 elite pitches. I really think that Brubaker just has 1 in the slider, and that's just not enough, especially for a non-winning team like the Pittsburgh Pirates. Kevin Gausman was on the other side, 3.1 innings, 0 in runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 7 Ks. Oh, his splitter command was insanely good. He's ready to go. Yeah. Kevin Gausman looks very, very good. There's a temptation I have of, like, putting Gausman ahead of all the injured guys. Like, putting Fried and really pushing down like Wheeler, Scherzer, DeGrom, like all the way to like 18 or something like that, which I know is so extreme and so ridiculous, but it's also like, well, Gosman's going to go like 180, and that isn't that better? I don't know. You don't have the question marks around him than you do the other ones. It's just a thing to think about. Don't let ADP that has been set initially in October still affect you dramatically in your drafts now. It just makes it so, like, you can just feel good getting Gausman later. Okay, speaking of elite pitchers, you have Justin Verlander as the last one we're going to mention. I know, this might be like a 10-minute podcast today. 5 innings, 0 in runs, 1 hit, 0 walks, and 8 strikeouts. He was down 1.5 ticks, but likely by design, and then he ramped up as he went on through the game, as Verlander does. 7 out of 32 whiffs still, regardless of the of the lower velocity. Still 7 out of 32 whiffs on the four seam, which is like a 20% swing strike rate, like a 22. So yeah, everything is good for Justin Verlander. Feel nice having him, I think, as my SP 7, 6, something like that. I'm totally fine chasing Justin Verlander this year. I was really worried back in October, and I'm not anymore. Sign me up. Okay. That is going to do it for this edition of the Plus Pitch Podcast. I know there really isn't much to talk about today. There are fun games happening today. Reed Demers, please be 95 to 97. Also, we launched updates on PL Pro, and I know you're looking for a discount code yesterday, but it's now live. It's ADC Live, all caps, for getting PL Pro yearly. You get $20 off. Go check out that article on the site for all the extra information. Also, we're doing an underdog fantasy draft at 1 p.m. today, live on Twitch. So if you want to check that out, if you hear this before 1 p.m., or actually just like at 1:30 or so, you could sign up. It's a pretty cheap one. You can do a best ball draft against me and win some actual money if it's, of course, legal for you guys. And as always, do this responsibly. But yeah, that is it. So thanks so much for listening to the Plus Pitch Podcast. Make sure you rate and review all of that. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock. May your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.